Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
What's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing.
They did it.
They did it. Christmas is about the kids, by the way. That's why we do this bit every year.
Yeah.
First year.
Yeah, but we like it.
Yeah, you know, like the Christmas is for the kids.
Yeah. Suck it, Jesus.
There you go. Suck it, Jesus. That guy threatened us the other day. Did you get back to us yet on that?
No.
All right. People are turning on us, man. This guy.
No.
You stupid son of a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just the mega church people.
Yeah, yeah. And what else we got? Oh, yeah, I like this guy here.
Nice beaver. Beaver.
There's video of that helicopter flyover on Twitter.
I'm surprised didn't Vic Morrow a bunch of people's heads, you know?
Nah, they looked like they were
sliced off. Just a bunch of Tennessee fans' heads just go flying off in the crowd.
That's a rough start to the game.
It would be.
One of them with that two blades.
You'd probably rather have that before the Husker game started, right? Just helicopter take your head off before another loss.
Sometimes there's mercy
at Memorial Stadium before, haven't they?
Oh, they get them everywhere. Yeah, they're pretty cool.
I've seen them in Denver.
Yeah,
you know they come up from the Air Force Base in Colorado Springs.
Mm-hmm. But like the cities where, like the one I always remember seeing was Chicago, where you know Soldier Field sits right near downtown.
Right, right.
The flyovers are way higher. Because they can't.
Well, they can't. Yeah.
Yeah, because they can't dip down that close to the main downtown.
No, your 9/11, the Sears Tower accident.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
That's not cool.
The NFL's still need the game.
Too soon. Sorry.
But like you know, Lawrence, Kansas, and Green Bay, and places like that.
You can do it.
Those
there.
Flyovers are way lower.
They're way lower. All big time. That's a good point, Push. Because at Lawrence, Kansas Stadium. I should know that since I'm a big Rock Chalk guy.
We are.
It flew right over. It was right there, man.
Well, yeah, they're not going to hit the Applebee's in Green Bay.
No, they're not. No. They better not because where are you going to eat?
Right. That's the option.
Yeah. Fancy.
TJ Miller going to phone today and be in the studio on Friday. He's at the Funny Bone this weekend. And our filmmaker John Waters got a show in town. He's touring with a Christmas show. He'll be on the phone with us later on this morning. Nick's here. Nick's got some gigs this weekend. Where are you at, Nick? Grab your paper.
I will be at Infusion Brewing in Omaha. The Southwest version. I thought it was Benson. It's not.
Uh-oh.
I found that out yesterday.
No.
Oh, no. Man.
I would have been late.
You know, if you're not from our town, that's a far. They're not near each other.
Yeah, that'll be at Farmhand Brewing in Erling, Iowa, Friday, and Rosie's in downtown Lincoln on Saturday.
I don't know where the Southwest version is. I'll just stop by and say hi.
I don't know where that's at.
Eight?
Yeah.
Hey, it's not far from where the old studio was.
That area. Yeah. Okay, good. Okay. Right. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Featuring the kids today during a White House Christmas story time with kids.
This is good.
First Lady Jill Biden.
That teacher, educated woman, and not a hooker. I don't like her.
It drives me crazy.
I don't like her. She's a teacher, an educated woman.
Do they have a name for her?
No, they probably don't.
Like, screw you.
Yeah, she's not a hooker. That's what we know. That's not cool.
Yeah, Mary.
Yeah.
First Lady Jill Biden asked the kids about the pets they have. One of the kids shared that his dog had died. The others chimed in, and it got worse from there.
Do any of you have dogs?
Yeah.
Wow, lots of you have dogs. Oh, I'm sorry. What other animals do you have?
A fish.
What did you have?
A fish.
A fish.
And mine died.
And what do you have?
I have one.
Oh, what do you have?
We used to have, like, hamsters and hedgehogs, but one went under, like, the cage first and then suffocated.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, let's move on to happier things.
Was it a gerbil suffocated?
Hamster.
It
hamster. Hamster, so I'm suffocating the hamster last
Puss
night.
Puss does that once in a while.
Yeah.
But on purpose.
Not on purpose.
Yeah.
Not on purpose. He just noticed it stopped moving.
That's Laura Ingram's show today, by the way. She will say she traumatized those kids by bringing up dead pets. And they'll do a half hour on that. Yeah. She's not even a hooker. What kind of first lady is that?
Boring.
Boring.
Yeah, there's no...
Is she wearing a jacket that says, I don't even give a crap about you ever? That's the one I want
topless
back.
Topless shots.
I want
the
her
first
back.
Lady.
Oh, yeah. Scissoring.
Half and half. $100.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like first ladies who are jackets like that.
Yeah. Half and half, $100.
A half and half for $100.
Well, we had one. We had one.
Yeah, I never took advantage.
Not
I
for a $100. No, it was probably more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need someone more middle class.
Yeah.
We need like a back page hooker for a first lady. One of those, if they still make those.
Right.
I think they shut them down there, so they had to go somewhere else.
Like, there's still back page hookers, but there's without the back page.
That's
right.
True.
You they had to find it, right. another avenue to promote themselves. Yeah.
Where do you find hookers now, Puss?
Hey.
I'm just saying Google that.
Right. We got listeners.
Don't get all paranoid on me. Don't get all paranoid. I just said Google.
We can't see boobies on our computers.
True,
you think I can find hookers?
Yeah. We used to have.
We are a new part of town, so where are the hookers at now, you know?
We used to have sponsors that would tell us where we could find hookers.
That's right.
It's all coming back to me.
Yep. Yeah.
So I guess it's not the best thing to do just to type in, where do we find the hookers?
Why not? What'd you get?
Well, because if you're a police officer, for instance, and you type in the very same thing that I just typed in, the first thing that shows up, well, that's the first place you go. That's the first place you call.
That's probably the cops.
That's what you
the
figure.
The first thing? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The first six things.
Yeah. Get your hookers. We're totally not the cops. Give us a call. Yeah.
Or that, or let's say, you know, it is, you know, legitimate hooker business.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that you would think that's where the police are going to be looking.
You'd think, but you also think they got better things to do.
Type in half.
You'd like to think.
Type in a half and half for $100. We got $100.
Yeah, that'll
get you
200.
That'll get you a dairy product.
Yeah. That's true. Like, well, that's expensive. Half
artisan,
half
that is. Artisan half.
I better come with some booze in there.
That's organic,
some, right? Yeah. Gourmet whipping cream.
Right?
Yeah, that's what that Google will get you.
You have to cut a hole in the carton.
Yes, you will.
Warm it up a little bit.
Force a hole in the carton. For $100.
So is that 20 apiece?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going last though. So I'll put in 30 to go first.
Ah. Smart.
Yeah. I might even go 40 to go first.
I don't even want to go second,
man.
Still have the streetwalkers? Are they a thing of the past now since the internet kind of took over?
Idaho, Texas, let us know. Lincoln, let us know. Wichita, Omaha, let us know.
If there were streetwalkers, I'm guessing the pandemic might have hurt the streetwalkers business.
Tough to get a oral with a mask on. Puss will tell you that.
Oh,
and I'm just ripping you today.
You
I'm sorry,
so?
Man. I got to start picking on somebody else.
He says give.
Yeah. Right.
I got to pick on Nick.
No, he says give,
you're
not give.
Oh.
Oh, that's right.
I'm sure there's
been doing it wrong the whole time.
Ton of potential Johns out there. There's no COVID.
Oh, of course.
Right. Hookers ain't carrying COVID.
No.
I'd imagine they're still in the streets because that's... True, there's a lot of dudes that weren't even considering that and then drive by and they're like, oh, well,
I got 5 minutes.
You got to check for wiener, though.
Yep.
And Bush did not tell me that.
But if there's not
you
one,
did not
you leave.
Tell me that. See, I'm helping you out. Bush did not tell me that.
You're so kind.
The wiener's extra.
Sometimes.
That stuck to the tape.
Sometimes.
Well, you're not expecting it is extra. You're right. That's a good point.
Lonely female escort.
Is that this city?
That means not a that may not be a good escort then.
No, no. She's lonely. I mean, she's a pig, right. Man.
Yeah, not in high demand.
No. Like, nobody's tagging that, even for like a couple bucks.
Or that could just be a ploy to make you think.
She starts masturbating out of boredom.
That you're the knight in shining armor, saving the lonely female escort. She's making you think that she actually appreciates your company.
Right.
That she really likes you.
You're special, right?
Like you are.
Like the stripper that likes you.
Thanks for keeping me company.
Right.
Cyber Monday sales were down.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
There you go.
Is that because everybody blew all their money on Friday?
Maybe.
No, they said Black Friday was down, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's well, that was in-store.
Yeah.
That's a drop of nearly 1.5% from a year ago, which I'm surprised by.
Yeah,
it's
me too.
It's like every year it should be going up.
If you won all right the now. Money, what would you do with it?
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Right. They're going to bitch unless you spend 100% of your income on Christmas gifts. That's the only thing that big retailers have.
I know.
Well, even then,
that
it's not enough.
That is
right.
True. It's not enough. That's right.
Because you should be working for them, too.
Right.
Getting more money.
Yeah.
Right. Getting more money. All that.
There doesn't seem to be as much of a frenzy around Christmas. I don't know if it's
It's because
COVID or
that could be one reason. Internet, you don't have to go outside. You really don't have to go anywhere to shop.
You're right. I feel that too. I don't really care, but I do feel that. I know I'm not in the mood right now at all, but that doesn't mean anything. I haven't even decorated yet. I was supposed to bring the tree up sometime this week, and I'm going to say, yeah, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow.
I keep putting off putting up the lights.
Yeah. I do the tree. That's my,
You got a big tree? Big fake tree?
Yeah, big fake tree. Yeah.
We just got one of those little Charlie Brown fake trees.
Oh, well, you're empty nesters now.
Yeah.
Doing the big fake
put it
tree.
On a nightstand. Yeah.
And my lights are just the little projector things. You just have to push in the ground, and it puts the lights up on the house.
That's easy.
That's what you've been avoiding?
That's yes.
I mean, you're not hanging it. You're not hanging stuff with the ladder.
No.
And stuff, right? Yeah.
It takes 15 minutes.
Right.
I got three of those things. I just got to run the cords out and push them in the ground. And I've been putting it off for five days.
In case you're not listening in our area, it's been like 70 degrees.
Yeah. It's been really nice.
It's been gorgeous.
Yeah. All week long, it's going to be that way.
And I still, like every afternoon, I've been like, I should go to, I'm just going to sit down though.
We put more Christmas lights up inside our house, which I think that's something we should have been doing all along.
Yeah, why well, used to?
That's where you're inside more your house than your outside.
I used to do more outside stuff when the kids were small, but not
that's
anymore.
That's to impress the neighbors.
No.
That's to get people to drive around your neighborhood.
Yeah, I'd be fine if they don't.
Yeah,
all these people who, the neighborhoods you really dress up their
lights
are going.
A ton of those, man.
They put a bunch of lights up in the neighborhood, and then they bitch that people drive through.
Yeah,
why are people driving through here all the time?
There are three houses within two or three blocks of my house.
Oh, you have that one famous one, right?
In the city?
No, that's not close to us.
Okay.
That's another part of it. But within three blocks of my house, there's three different houses who have giant wooden cutouts of the Grinch stealing the lights off the house.
So that must be something new out there, and they all bought it?
No, it's every year for like 10 years. We've been
I
in that
still love the one.
It should be like one of those in neighborhood.
I haven't seen this in person yet, but I see it online. The one where they have the dummy hanging there and the ladder tilted to the side and the lights just hanging there.
Yeah.
And that, I still like that.
Kind of
because it looks real.
Kind of the Clark Griswold
that's
hanging
it.
Off the...
and the ladder, they have a real ladder tilted off to the side and the light just string just laying hanging there.
Yeah.
I think that guy's fake, but I don't know.
Like two of these Grinches.
I hope so.
I'd pay a guy to hang there for 10 days.
Two of these Grinches are like within sight of each other. You'd think at least
really?
One year somebody would go, you know what? I'm going to try something different.
Something different, right?
Yeah, we used to pile the kids in the car, drive around neighborhoods where rich people live, look at their lights.
Well, there's a ton of those in this
city.
Yeah,
we do that.
Yeah.
We do that until
they have buses.
Kids start bitching
buses
at each other.
Buses go around here.
Are there?
Yeah.
Oh, limos.
And people drink, and
big deal
that's
for
just,
limos.
It's an excuse to drink. That's all that is.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm
some
with you
people need a reason.
Yeah.
Isn't
I know.
Isn't life
a reason?
What, are you alive?
You drunk? Yeah.
Yep.
I think I feel better.
Why?
When they conjure up some kind of excuse. Well, we're in a limo, we better drink. But in fact, they really don't need an excuse. Who needs an excuse?
Well, I think that's a woman thing. A bunch of guys get together. Hey, the ladies want to go get a limo. Okay. Let's go.
Yeah, that would rarely be a
someone gets
dude's
drunk
idea.
And whips out a boob or something like that.
You're not going to get a limo full of dudes.
No.
Look at a Christmas light.
No, not at all. Unless you're gay dudes.
Ooh. Right. Ah. Right.
Well, yeah. What's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing.
Or as the kids say.
Oh, hang on there. I replaced it with a, I accidentally replaced it with a smelly pirate hooker.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
Sorry. I'll get it back out here. Craig, what else is going on?
You got like 80 buttons. Choose another
I
one.
Know. I'm an idiot.
Still.
There's a lot going on there.
There really is.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miley Cyrus is going to co-host a New Year's Eve special for NBC.
With?
You'll be stunned to know who she's hosting this with.
I'll take myself out of this since I saw it.
I saw a story.
We all yeah. All right. Pete the, Davidson. Yeah.
Oh.
Is he oversaturated?
Well, Lorne Michaels is the executive producer.
Oh, of course they asked him to do it then, yeah.
So, Lorne must not think so.
Lorne's just, he's throwing Pete this because he doesn't put him in as many sketches as he wants.
Is that New Year's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? If I'm home on New Year's, the one that's funny is Anderson Cooper and the dude.
Andy from Bravo.
They just get wasted.
He's because Anderson Cooper doesn't drink that much, but he lets him drink that night. And Andy Cohen is drunk the whole time.
And they're friends.
And Andy Cohen yeah. is funny. I mean, he's a funny dude on that.
Isn't there a clip of them like
I mean,
doing
I laugh
shots?
My ass off. Oh, they do shots.
On the air?
Yeah, and then and Cooper says he doesn't drink much during the year, and that he gets talked into some shots that night. I remember watching it last year because obviously COVID, we just sat around. And I actually laughed, you know.
Is that the one he used to do with Kathy Griffin?
Yes. Yeah. And they eliminated her last year because she had Trump's head
yeah,
in,
she had
in her
Trump's
lap.
Head.
Right. Man, it might have been 2 years ago.
Right. She would have still had that while. Job if she would have had, you know, like the or the decapitated head of Alexandria Ocasio.
You
could do that.
Well, not network TV. That's just for That's for Congress. Yeah, you could do that.
What's more fun than a bag of dildos?
No. Oh, that's right. Just for elected officials.
That's Christmas right there, kids.
That's what Christmas is all about.
Waking up in the morning.
Open up a bag of dildos underneath a tree.
A bag of dildos.
Remember,
right
you're
there.
A kid. That's what you got.
You shouldn't have. I'll be back.
What's more fun than a bag of dildos? Nothing.
Thanks, Santa.
You guys crossed the line getting kids to say dildos. We didn't get them. Somebody else did.
That was their uncle.
Yeah.
We're guessing.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
A cool uncle.
Well, yeah. But that was their uncle.
Yeah.
That would be surprising.
Could have been their parents.
Thing.
They say who it was?
No. No. The relation to the children was not specified in the email.
All right.
It was just, here you go.
Right. Now, there might be some dude talking to his brother right now. Did you have the kids say dildos?
No.
I might have.
Like I said earlier,
well,
check your mom's nightstand. You'll find one.
It's possible that the kids' parents don't know.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
you're babysitting the kids.
Probably should have them sign a waiver of some kind.
No, they just send it to us. We
don't identify the children. They're just voices.
Right. But a lot of kids' voices sound very similar.
Right. Mm-hmm. They might not be able to tell.
Except for that one kid with the hardcore East Coast accent.
Yeah, I like that one. Yeah.
Right.
Who is not from the East Coast, by the way.
But if you email us, that's...
this kid here?
You stupid son of a bitch!
Oh, no, it's a different guy.
Nope.
This guy.
You stupid son of a bitch!
Nope.
Number three.
You stupid son of a bitch!
A stupid son of a bitch. Yeah, that's totally that East kid. Coast. He's not an East Coast kid.
No, I got a call from his dad.
No East Coast parents.
Does he watch a lot of gangster movies?
He must.
He watches something, man. Because that is not a Nebraska accent.
Right. Kid loves Goodfellas.
Yeah. He's a He's probably binging Sopranos right
you
now.
You stupid son of a bitch.
That kid's enjoying saying it.
Even the cadence of that.
Come on, Silvio.
You stupid son of a bitch.
You stupid son of a bitch.
It sounds like he's going to take a brick to your head after that, doesn't
right.
he?
Yeah. And enjoy it because he's giggling right, while he's saying it.
He's taking somebody for a boat ride pretty soon.
Not in the face.
He's shooting pussy in the face, right? Oh, I, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
All right, TJ Miller. I think the last 2.5 weeks of this show are going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like we
you
care.
Think?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.